Peace. It's Andrew the Promise Child once again. Welcome to another episode of the ATPC Coffee Talk, right? I appreciate you for tuning in once again. You know how we always kick this thing off? Gotta be thankful that I'm alive. You should be thankful that you're alive. I understand that you may be going through some financial problems, some relationship problems, some health problems, but at the end of the day, or at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of the day, we are here, we are alive, and that's something that we should be thankful for. You shouldn't just be thankful 4 times out the year, 3 times out the year, you know, just being thankful for Thanksgiving or being thankful on Christmas or being thankful for your birthday. You should be thankful every single day that you breathe, that your heart keep beating. You know what I'm saying? Just that thing. You know, all the materialistic things in the world that the media keep pumping at you every single day. New cars, new stoves, new ovens, new phones, and they just pumping it in your brain all day long, and you feeling like, I need that, I want that, and you start to feel inadequate because you don't possess these material things, or because you don't have these things. No, you are good enough for you. Now, can we improve on some things? For sure. But do not feel insecure or inadequate because you don't have the 2022 car, or you don't have a 30-bedroom house, or, you know what I'm saying? No, be thankful that you're alive. Be thankful that you're here, right? So, what I wanted to talk about this morning, right? Yeah, I done brought the book out, right? Ecclesiastes 9:11, right? And I'm going to read this verse for you. Ecclesiastes 9:11, right? I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to man of understanding, nor yet favor to man of skill, but time and chance happen to them all, right? So I could put it in a simpler way for you to understand of what it's saying. So the race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, but to those who can endure. Right? So whatever it is in life, many people start off as rappers, many people start off as clothing designers, many people start off as even employees, workers, whatever. Many people started off as YouTubers, many people started off as being on the ground, Facebook, content creators. Many people start. And some people, they may be stronger than you, they may be more intelligent than you. Right? They might even be more talented than you. It's many that's more talented than me. It's many people who are stronger than me. It's many people who are wiser than me. Right? I know that. And I'm man enough to admit that. But when this thing called life, right? And I'm using this scripture based on going after your dreams. A lot of people gonna fall by the wayside. A lot of people they're talented, they're fast, they're strong, they're wise, but they can't endure the pain. They can't endure the pain. They get told no 20 times, and they give up. They so intelligent and so wise, I know how to do this, I know how to do that, but they get tired and they give up, because the money ain't coming fast enough. Right? The viewerships ain't coming fast enough. The pats on the back ain't coming fast enough. Right? So they give up. So in this race of going after your dreams, you got to be able to endure the pain. You got to be able to accept rejection from your mother. You got to be willing to accept rejection from your brother, from your sister, from your cousin, from your aunties, from your so-called friends. You got to be willing to even do this thing alone. You know how many times I have stepped out the house, passed out the flyers, and been told no? You know how many people walked past me and looked at me like I was crazy? You know how many times people, nah, I'm good. I'm straight. I don't want that. I'm all right. A lot of people can't go through that. So you know what, I quit, I'm done. Have I felt like giving up before? Hell yeah. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. But end of the day, I feel like this. I can't quit being me, right? Anybody that know me know I love history. I love knowledge. I love to teach. That's just a part of my character. That's just who I am. So I'm not going to quit being me. So if I get frustrated, I still remember that this thing is based on mathematics and science. Meaning what? It's over 8 billion people on the planet. So if 100, forget 100, if 1,000 people tell me no, that doesn't mean what I'm doing is wrong. That don't mean that I won't succeed. That just means keep going. I have to endure the pain. I have to endure the rejection. I have to just keep pushing until I find the numbers or the group of people, which would be with science, collecting information and data. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? So don't stop. Keep on going. Because I'd have seen plenty of people who just started. There's plenty of people that started. Right? I just started pursuing my dreams 4 years ago. Right? 4 years ago. June 18, 2018. I just started. And in these 4 years, I'd have seen people start. And I'd have seen people drop off. And why did they drop off? Because they couldn't endure the pain. They couldn't accept 0 views on their YouTube channel or 0 views on their Instagram. They couldn't accept going out into the streets and passing out flyers and people telling them no. They couldn't accept just going home with $0, just going home with $5. They couldn't accept that. So they gave up. They quit. I mean, some of them were very talented. Some of them were very wise. Smart. But they couldn't endure the pain. You know what I'm saying? The race is given to the strong. The strong gonna take this. The strong gonna take this. I don't care if it take me 10 years, 15 years for me to accomplish my dream or achieve my dream. It doesn't matter. It don't matter. I'm going to keep on pushing forward. I'm going to keep going forward. Am I going to continue to be frustrated at times? Of course, because I'm a human being. I'm a human being, and us as human beings, we are social creatures, right? We're social creatures. I know I said on the last video, I said something completely different than that, but we're social creatures. We are emotional creatures. We are emotional creatures, but I meant to say we are social creatures in the last video. We're social creatures. So being social creatures, of course there's going to be a little, I want validation there. I want acceptance there. Of course that's going to be there. Of course we want everybody to like what we do. Of course we want everybody to support what we do. We're social creatures. That's how we thrive. We thrive off of human affection, off of human love. You know? We can say, oh, I don't need nobody. No. It's certain people that just in your life that just light you up. You see them and you get to smiling. And, you know, we social creatures. Our whole life, we are the only creatures that need our parents for 18 years. We the only creatures. Why is that? We are the only creatures who comes out the womb of our mother. And mother, we don't just come out the womb start walking. Other animals come out the womb, animals come out the womb walking. We don't. So we have to be loved and nurtured and cared for. You know, we have to. Otherwise, we would die. If mama just gave birth to us and just left us there to fend for ourselves, we would die. So we needed that love, that attention, that affection. Food, you know what I'm saying, for mama. And then we still needed it at 4, at 5, at 6, at 7, at 8, at 9, at 10. So when we become adults, we still want that love and we want that affection. But we live in a world that's not giving that love and that affection because we live in a world that's based on materialism and money. We're not living in a world that's based on love, affection, relationships. It's a world that's based on money, materialism, status. So we in a world where we, man, depressed and stressed, man, you know? So I just wanted to jump on here real fast and talk to you about that. Remember, it's the book Ecclesiastes 9:11. Pardon me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but Ecclesiastes 9:11. That's the verse that I was reading from this morning. I think for now on, I'm going to start reading some books to y'all, because I got a lot of books. I got a lot of Robert Greene books. I got Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I got a lot of books. So I think I'm going to start reading from the books. Share some of that information that I get. You know, I got a Quran that I can read from. So I'm just a man that loves knowledge. I know a lot of people ask, are you Christian? Are you Muslim? Are you Jew? I practice neither one, but I learn a lot from all of them. I learn a lot from all of them. Buddhism, Hinduism. I learn a lot from all of them. I go wherever knowledge is. Peace.